This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Ruling Alliance decides to make government activities effective. Nepali Congress puts off its pre-scheduled ward convention. Gautam Buddha International Airport preparing its test operation. And Afghan government imposes a curfew across almost all parts of the country in an attempt to stop the Taliban from invading cities. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the ruling party alliance has decided to make the government business effective. The meeting of five parties taken place at the Prime Minister's official residence yesterday evening took the decision of working in unison to run the government smoothly and effectively. Press coordinator of CPN Maoist Centre, Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal, Prachanda Bisnu Sapkota shared the information that agendas relating to cabinet expansion, latest political updates, pandemic control, future plan and program of the government among others were discussed in the meeting. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister Sherbadu Deoba, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN UML Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janata Samajwadi Party Chair Upendra Yadav, Rashtriya Janamorcha Party Chair Chitra Bahadur KC. Prior to this, Chair Dahal and Leader Nepal had held a discussion on the latest political development at the latter's residence in Koteshwar yesterday itself. The calendar of upcoming 14th General Convention of ruling Nepali Congress has been put off due to delay in settling the protracted dispute related to active membership. Party spokesperson Bishop Prakash Sharma informed a meeting of the Nepali Congress present and past office bearers yesterday decided to adjourn the ward convention of the party scheduled to take place on the 27th of July. He further shared that the meeting held at the private residence of Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba at Buddha Nilakantha discussed to amend the calendar of other conventions of the party without affecting the stipulated date of the general convention. The Central Working Committee meeting of the party held on June 18 had decided to conduct the 14th general convention of the party on September 1st to 4th in Kathmandu. Earlier, the party had decided to submit the list of party active membership with the signature of party president to the Central Election Committee on July 14th. The general convention calendar has been affected when the dispute of active membership has yet to be finalized in some districts. As per the previous decision, the ward convention was set for the 27th of July. Chairman of CPN Maoist Centre Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has asked leaders and cadres of the Communist Party to show the sense of dedication. In his address to the 8th Memorial Day of Narabahadur Karmacharya, one of the founders of Nepal Communist Party yesterday, Chairman Dahal expressed his worry over growing tendency among the party cadres to deviate from ideals. Meanwhile, Chairman Dahal also revealed that he was under tremendous pressure in selecting MPs from his party for ministerial positions as many of them were found aspiring to join the cabinet. Nepal is recording increasing number of coronavirus infection cases in the past few days. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 3,114 new cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal in the past 24 hours. Of the total infections, 2,309 cases were confirmed while carrying out 10,625 PCR tests, while 805 cases were recorded through antigen test of 4,285 samples. Likewise, 2,197 corona-infected people recovered yesterday, taking the total recovery rate to 94.5%. Meanwhile, the health ministry reported 16 additional corona-related deaths yesterday. With this, the total death toll due to COVID-19 in Nepal has reached 9,695. Meanwhile, the health ministry has designated additional 3 hospitals for certifying the COVID vaccination cards. Earlier, only the Sukraraz Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital had been certifying the vaccination cards. Director of the Department of Health Services, Family Welfare Division, Dr. Taranath Pokhrel, said the vaccination card certification has been started at Patan Hospital, the Armed Police Force Hospital Balambu and the Civil Hospital. Dr. Pokhrel said preparations have also been made for online certification of the vaccination card. The public vehicles plying on long routes have come into operation. Kathmandu Chief District Officer Kali Prasad Parazuli has said the transport mobility has been eased considering the upcoming examinations. Kathmandu District Administration has urged all the transport entrepreneurs to adopt strict health safety measures while operating the services. Likewise, the commuters have been urged to buy tickets from the authentic counters. The under-construction Gautam Buddha International Airport has come to a final stage of its preparation for its test operation. Preparation has been made for test operation after the completion of technical tasks of the Ministry of Tourism. Gautam Buddha International Airport Project Chief Prabhas Adhikari shared that the tasks related to other outer structure of the airport has been completed and the tasks related to the installment of security screening equipment inside the airport is yet to be done. 24 dead bodies of Nepali migrant workers have been brought from Malaysia. The bodies were airlifted on a wide-body plane of Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC. The NAC's A330 aircraft picked up 24 bodies and remains of 3 from Kuala Lumpur. According to NAC Operations Department, the bodies of Nepalis who reached Malaysia in connection with employment opportunities and died at different times were brought in coordination of the Foreign Employment Promotion Board. The mortal remains were handed to the relatives yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The Afghan government imposed a curfew across almost all parts of the country on Saturday in an attempt to stop the Taliban from invading cities. Aside from the capital Kabul, 2 other provinces, no movement will be allowed between 22 and 4 local time. Fighting between the Taliban and Afghan government forces has escalated over the past 2 months as international troops withdraw from the country. The militant group is estimated to have captured to half of all the territory. It has moved swiftly in the wake of the US withdrawal, retaking border crossings and other territory in rural areas. The Taliban, a fundamentalist Islamist militia, were pushed out of power by the US invasion nearly 20 years ago, has also seized key roads as it seeks to cut off supply routes. Rescuers are scouring devastated parts of western India for survivors after heavy rains caused deadly floods. Tens of thousands of people have been moved out of affected areas with record-breaking rainfall reported along parts of the coast. The states of Goa and Maharashtra have been badly affected with many feared missing near the financial hub Mumbai. At least 136 people have died in Maharashtra while in neighboring Goa hundreds of homes have been damaged. Many factors contribute to flooding but experts say climate change caused by global warming makes extreme rainfall more likely. Heavy rains and flooding have also hit Western Europe and parts of China in recent weeks, while North America has grappled with scorching heat waves. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.1 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling Alliance decides to make government activities effective. Nepali Congress puts off its pre-scheduled ward convention. Gautam Buddha International Airport preparing its test operation. And Afghan government imposes a curfew across almost all parts of the country in an attempt to stop the Taliban from invading cities. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.